If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why?
This is our very first interview here in our new studio. Oh. And I want it to be perfect. So I went down the hall and I saw Rita Ora in the green room.
Yeah.
Which is the most antiseptic, boring room known to man. Says, what can we do to make this better for you? She said, I'm just happy to be here.
Aw, that's so sweet.
It's been exactly 5 years to the day she was with us in our old studio. Nice. She's this new music out. She's got a whole incredible attitude going on, not taking chances. I can tell by looking at her. Is that a compliment? Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yes. Not taking chances or taking chances?
No, she is taking chances.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I say she's not taking chances? Well, she is, because she's with us today. Please welcome our first guest in the new studio, Rita Ora.
Yeah!
I know.
I'm right here.
This is all you.
I loved that intro, by the way.
You guys are kind of matching.
Oh, I know.
So cute.
I'm only obsessed with Elvis. Not a big deal.
And I've been obsessed with Rita.
I have D-squared shoes on.
Oh, yes.
You have D-squared sweatshirt.
Well, this is so fun and exciting. Good morning,
everyone. Well, we were very nervous about you being our first guest. We needed a guest.
Oh, God. Can I just say thank you so much for having me as the first guest? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you.
You too.
Everyone looks great, fabulous, healthy. Love it. Love it.
Gandhi was reminding us, Rita, it was exactly 5 years ago today that you were in our last studio.
I don't want to count the years. Let's just pretend this is a brand new album with a brand new song. I've never done this before. No, I love being back. Thank you for having me back.
But there was one interesting thing Gandhi did bring up about the last interview we did with you.
Yeah. So last time we spoke, you were talking about how you were pretty much in musical jail and you were trying your best to get out. Amen. And it was a really tough process for you because you had all these creative ideas and you were basically boiling over with stuff that wasn't allowed to go anywhere.
Right.
And now it can.
Yay.
How excited are you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And you know what? We're in a completely different place. I definitely feel so excited. I honestly feel like this is the first time I'm doing this all again, even though it's my third project. But being from London and coming over here to the States and sort of being in New York and being on the biggest sort of radio show in the world, it feels like I, you know, never done this before. So thanks for having me back. And the music just is coming from such a different place. And I feel so free. And I am embracing my sensitive love triangle sort of brain that I have with my own conversations, and I'm putting it all in my music.
So look at the difference between then and now that you're free to do your thing. How have you changed internally as a person, Rita, that is expressed in your sound? Because your sound is different. It's been elevated to a whole different level.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I just love pop music. So, you know, I am a sucker for pop, and I feel like that for me has always been my inspiration, and I love making great pop songs. And so now what makes the difference is that I'm coming from a real, honest, true love story. And I think that a lot's happened since you've last seen me. You know, I've got married, I've found someone that is sort of my soulmate, I feel really comfortable in myself, and I think even though turning 30, which was a huge transition for me, now I'm 32, I feel like a brand new person.
Good God, you're so old.
Am I not? I know. My walking stick is outside.
You're so old, said the old man.
They've carried me in here.
Danielle was so excited to come in, like, Rita's married.
Yes.
Yes, and congratulations
Thank
to
you.
You because you did it in secret.
I did.
Nobody knew about it. Yeah. It was not like a whole big paparazzi event.
No.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. We fancy my husband. That's great. Yeah. We love that.
We all fancy your
husband. I do too, so that's good. I feel, I did it in private. I guess I just held on to it as much as I could. And now, you know, with this world that we live in, there's no secret. So I feel really happy I can speak about it.
You know what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to know, how long ago did you guys get married?
A couple months ago.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, it feels like forever. I know that sounds super cheesy, but it really does.
Well, that means you're covering all the ground with each other, and that's great.
We're great. We're really in sync. It feels lovely.
Now, you know, everyone listening, take note, because, and this is something we preach on our show all the time, life needs reasons to celebrate. Right?
Yeah.
You meet a guy, you marry a guy that you love and you want to be with, and then you have music coming out. You're now out there doing you.
Yes.
We need reasons to put a friggin' candle in a cake and light them up every day.
Preach.
Preach it.
Yes.
Do you hear me in the back?
Preach it to God.
Now, there was a great article in today's New York Post about you and your latex dress.
Oh, the one that is completely see-through?
I love it. Now, but the very last line, and did you see the article?
No, I don't look at that
stuff. No, okay, don't look at it. It's what they said, which I love. December and lace, Roberto gown, blah, 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 nothing but panties. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, no, but listen. Now, listen to what they say.
How dare you?
Now, listen to what they say, and this is the compliment. Yeah. It's safe to say that the British masked singer judge won't be playing it safe anytime soon.
But have I ever, though?
Well, you know what? The fact that, I don't know. Have you? I mean,
no.
Are you playing it less safe now or
no.
more safe now?
I mean, I'm not thinking about it. How about that? There's no sort of like thought process. Mm. I just do what I want now, which feels really lovely. So I guess that's not playing safe because I'm not thinking like, oh, what are they going to think and this and that. I'm just doing what I feel like at the time.
Courage.
I think bravery, courage, comfortability is really important, and feeling good in your own skin. And I think you can almost feel that in the music, you know. With all artists, I think you can sort of feel like, wow, they feel really good about this. Yeah. So I think I'll feel good about it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and keep in mind, you know, I think of artists like Rita Ora and Lizzo. And there are so many great women we've had roll through our studios that just, you can tell they really do. Even though they're human beings, you really do have this love for life and love for yourself.
Thank you. Well, I think that makes the listeners feel comfortable when listening to music.
Well, you know, and we need it. You know, I never ever want you to think, Rita, that you go into a studio and record with these incredible producers and you sing a song and it's out there and people listen to it and like it. There's so much more to it. People riding in their cars right now going to work.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone going to work. Drive safe.
It's our job and now your job to help us get them ready for the day.
That's
not only through the energy of your music, but from what we say.
Yeah, and we have a role, but almost sort of we do it because we love it. So it makes everyone sort of want to get on board, doesn't it?
Back to the latex dress.
Okay, here we go.
I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, it takes courage to do that in public. But when you looked at yourself in the mirror, did you secretly say to yourself, you look hot?
Did you think that? Thank you.
Did you say that to yourself, though?
No. I mean, I thought, I would. If I looked at myself, I'd say, I would.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
I love it.
I would do me.
But you know, that comes from a lot of years of like being comfortable. I mean, again, there's no rule book of what's hot in your eyes. Everyone can be or have their own opinion on what's hot. But, you know, you have to grow to love yourself. And I feel like if anyone that's listening doesn't feel that yet, then, you know, don't lose any hope because it will happen eventually.
And when it happens, it's the best feeling. And I think that that's when you make the most genuine music and art, whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when you're trying to impress anybody, you fail yourself so often because you don't do what you would normally do. You think, oh, what are they going to say? But who cares what they're going
right.
to say? And you're at that place now.
I am.
Congratulations.
Can you feel it? Thank you.
I can feel it.
Woo!
I can feel it. I can see it.
Thank you so much.
Rita Ora is here with us in the Mercedes-Benz Lounge. Thank you, Mercedes.
By the way, this is fabulous. I want to live here.
Oh, you know, our new studio?
Our new digs.
You know, we're downtown people. And so when they told us we were moving to Midtown, we were like,
we made it.
Oh, no. We're like, no, we don't want to go up there.
Sorry, what is Midtown not good?
Opposite?
Well, it's just, this is very buttoned down and very.
Wow. Like everyone that has been raised in Midtown, no offense, clearly.
Yeah.
We're just downtown people. I get a nosebleed above 14th Street. But we do have a few items for you to welcome you to our new studio.
Oh, wow.
Okay, no one in the room knows this, but you're getting something that we already have.
Okay.
You have your own Rita Ora iHeartMedia ID to get into the studio.
Are you joking? Is this for real?
That's your key card to our studio.
Does this actually work?
Absolutely. So anytime you're in town, want to come do a show.
Yes. I'm just going to pop up. I'm serious.
Just pop up. Use your key card. It has your face on it.
I made it.
That's so cool.
That's a big deal.
Hey, Mama, I made it.
Yeah.
I really feel like so grateful for this. This is a huge deal because everyone comes on this show. And when they are allowed to come on this show, they don't have this.
No.
No one else is getting that.
But why isn't it in gold? Okay, whatever. Okay.
We've let you down yet again.
Way to ruin it, Duran.
Let's talk about the music now.
Please.
Let's get to it. Of course, You Only Love Me. Love it. It's an incredible, incredible piece of work.
Thank you.
Are your headphones too high?
No, it's good. It works. Are we live?
Yes, we are.
Wow, I love that we're adjusting headphones live on the radio. No, it feels good. I'm just being picky. Sorry.
No, be as picky as you wish. Let's get to the music.
Yeah.
What is it about? We'll just start with a single about You Only Love Me that just found a stir or caused a stir in your soul.
So I wrote this with my team about a year and a half ago, like the beginning of my album process, because I've been making my album for the past 2 years. And as soon as I guess, got with Tyka, and we were friends before we got together, about 6 years before we got together, I got inspiration to start writing again. And so I just did. I started jotting ideas down. And this song, You Only Love Me, says it in the title. It was me in that process of, are we together? Are we exclusive? Are we just kind of seeing each other? It's at that point in the beginning where you don't really want to ask because you think it's too soon, but you really want to like lock it down. You know?
Right.
Nice.
And so you don't really know.
It's a game.
It almost is. And it naturally becomes like that when you start seeing someone for the first time and you're like, is it too soon to say, like, should we be exclusive? Am I going to look crazy? And so I put that in a song and it's called You Only Love Me. Like, do you only love me when you've had a couple drinks and you want to text me because now you're more confident? Do you love me like at certain points? I don't know. What is going on? So that was that point in our relationship. And then I think gradually, when you hear the record, which comes out later this year, you'll start seeing the sort of progress and the different faces of the love journey. So I feel like everyone can relate to it at some point.
Are you typically, Rita, the person who says, I love you first? Or do you have, because I know this is an inner dialogue because of the song, but are you the one who, because that's courage as well.
I don't know.
You risk it all. You're all in. Balls deep, as they say.
I think it's because I don't know if it's an astrology thing. As a Sagittarius, like we love hard, we're fiery. So I feel like he's a Leo as well. So he's also fiery. So I feel like, you know, he got my intensity. So that's why I felt comfortable to sort of just go balls on the wall. Is that it?
Balls deep.
Oh, balls deep.
I mean, wherever you want to put the balls, it works.
If you want to put the balls on the walls,
why not? And on behalf of fellow Leos, I get it.
Hey, there you go.
And what about the video? You've got a lot of star power in the video. Did you just like call people on your phone and say, hey, can you do this?
Do you know what? I called people that I admire, that I look up to, that are also balls on the wall. And I thought, this would make it amazing. And so I called some of my incredible, talented friends that I can't even believe are my friends. I don't know why they think I'm cool. Kristen Stewart, who's incredible, and Chelsea Handler, who I love. Who else we got there?
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone plays my gorgeous savior, who brings me my wedding dress and saves the day, because the video is basically inspired by, you know, my version of the dream that sort of, I always wanted to play like that crazy bride that like nothing goes right, like Heathers and Bridezilla, and like character always was inspired by me, and Edward Scissorhands, and like that was sort of like, oh, let's do that role.
So this is it's a wedding video.
Kind of, yeah. It's like my version of it.
And you show up and someone's burning the house down.
Basically, so, yeah.
Hope I didn't give that away.
It just doesn't go right.
And Lindsay Lohan's in it too.
Lindsay, who is iconic, we live for. And yeah, it's really fun. You should check it out. It's a really fun video.
You know what? You know, the whole process, you know, and I hate to go back to the P word, pandemic.
Oh.
But it really kicked the crap out of a lot of us. It but did. It also woke up some beasts within that it really did. Needed to wake up.
Yeah, and I think that's why my music feels super happy now, because I just think we all need it. We just need to feel
Amen.
Good. And I wanted to make music that made me feel good, and I hope everyone else feels good listening too.
Preach.
Preach.
So where are you? Are you still living in Europe? Are you?
I am everywhere, honey.
Where do you live?
I am everywhere.
Because you're married now, but you're out working your ass off right now.
It doesn't change anything, honestly. I'm still working. I'm living out of a suitcase. I have a couple. I mean, I live in London. How about that? That's where I'm from. I do still live in London. My family's still there, so it's my favorite place.
I want you to meet someone. Hey, Diamond. Diamond, wake up, Diamond.
Diamond, wake up.
Say hi to Rita.
Hi, Rita.
I love your name.
Thank you.
You know what? She's just as sparkly as her name. So we love our Diamond. She's our little sister. I said, you know what? I love you. I'm going to send you.
You love her so much, you've put her in a box right there.
Exactly.
But she's not allowed to touch you or breathe the same air as you, but you love her.
My oxygen and her oxygen cannot mingle. I said to Diamond, I said, I want to put you and your best friend on a plane and fly you anywhere in the world you want to go, and I'm going to put you up there for a week. And she said...
London!
Yeah, you know, hon. That's good. You got good taste. London is where it's at.
So we're sending her over Virgin First.
You haven't been yet?
Never.
No.
Maybe once they let you out of there, they'll let you go.
We're going to fly the whole box. Putting her up, and she's going to stay at the Ham Yard, which is a great hotel.
That is so fun.
I'm so excited.
I mean, honey, I've got a whole list for you of things to do, places to go, people to see, things to eat, things to wear, things to buy.
Really?
We've got it all.
Do I just send cash with you as well?
Honestly, the food, be honest, I'm not going to like get your expectations down a bit.
That is not true.
But I think it depends on where you eat.
Listen.
Don't go to the tourist traps and you'll be okay.
Yeah, if they have pictures of the food on the menu, don't eat there.
Listen,
yeah.
I guess, we're not known for our cuisine.
Stop apologizing for your cuisine. Because you know what? You know you've got some great chefs over there.
A good fry up, an English breakfast. So you have to try that. A roast dinner, which is basically a good spud, you like? Yes. A roast dinner, which is basically a Thanksgiving meal every Sunday.
A roast dinner is a heart attack on a plate. Don't eat that.
Yeah. A Guinness is, you have to do a Guinness. A good Guinness beer, that will get you far.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yes.
We have a nice suite for her at the Hen Yard or wherever she stays. And stop by. Rita's going to come by and buy drinks. It'll be fabulous. I'm glad you chose London. So London and New York are my two favorite cities.
They're very similar in their own way, don't you think?
They are. You know,
similar but not similar, but similar.
Well, thank you for clearing that up. Rita, what is your feeling? What's your energy at home in London versus in the United States? Is there a difference? Do you put on a different mask when you're here? Are you a little different?
No, I've never ever put on a mask. Do you know that? I've always been myself. I do think that's why over the years, when if anyone has known of me, if you don't know me, then hi, nice to meet you, I'm Rita. But if you do, it's really sort of like the same person. I definitely don't know how to put on a mask. I just enjoy traveling now more than I did in my 20s. Like when I first started on my first album in 2012, I was just not looking around. You know what I mean? I wasn't enjoying the moment. But now, I don't know, I'm really trying to see things and travel. And I lived in New York, by the way.
How long were you here?
In Brooklyn. I lived in Brooklyn. I did. And it was crazy. It was amazing. And I loved it. I had buffalo hot wings every day. I was on the toilet every day. You know, I couldn't make my own food. I couldn't cook. Now I've learned how to sort of cook and be healthy.
Look, okay, I love it. This is something we should all do. Rita is...
Not have buffalo wings and sit on the bathroom.
Sit on the toilet every day. No, I mean, look at where you are now and what you're doing now and compare it to where you were. And then dream about where you want to be.
That's such good advice.
It's just... God, we're all so lucky. We're all
so fortunate to have
each other.
Yeah, we are. Okay, well, now I'm going because it's become really icky. It's too lovey in here, okay?
All right.
Someone say something mean.
I love it.
Someone, let's bitch it up, man.
No, it's lovey. Please, let's keep it like this. I'm sick and tired of it. I need to see people.
Okay, we're here. We're here for you. Here in the Mercedes-Benz lounge.
Thank you for always having me on the show.
Rita, you know what? Even if you didn't have, I think last time you were here,
I'm gonna cry.
You didn't have music out last time.
No, but I just came for a chit chat. Yeah.
And then we had dinner at the Carbone.
Oh, you remember? No, I was doing America's Next Top Model at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was like the streets were crazy.
Is the Masked Singer as crazy as that?
Yeah, but the Masked Singer is insane too.
Oh yeah.
Would you ever jump the pond and do Masked Singer US?
Yeah, I mean when they ask me.
Well,
do they give you a wardrobe like or money to buy clothes and stuff on that?
You know, yes, but I'm very picky.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a bit of a fashion I'm obsessed with fashion. So they do, but they don't. You know what I mean? I just love to do my own thing in that department.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? I get to get dressed and sing music.
Yeah.
I'm married and I'm living around the world.
thank you for putting it like that. Yeah.
I really do hope that you do that thing where you can just look yourself in the eye in the mirror when you go back to the hotel or wherever you're staying and say, you know what? You're doing a great job, Rita.
Thank you. Well, I think for me though, I've always felt like I can do more. You know?
What else do you want to do?
Well, I think I've dabbled into film. I'm definitely going to do more of that coming up in 2023. I'm actually flying to Atlanta after this to shoot a Disney movie. How amazing is that?
Nice.
With the it's an extension of The Descendants. You know those films?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I play the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, that's so fun.
I can see that.
It's a live action. Sort of musical number.
Is it Descendants 4?
Oh, honey, there's so many
five?
Of them,
I don't
isn't
know
there?
Which one, yeah.
It's the Pocket Watch, so it's a new version of it. It's like the cousin of it. And it's out, so I'm not telling you guys a crazy secret. It's definitely out. And Brandy plays Cinderella.
I love
her. Comes back. And, you know, it's amazing. It's really fun. So, yeah, film is something I'd love to do and extend my sort of entertainment thing. Why not do it all? You know what I mean? Why not?
Well, when you can, you do.
Yeah, and also there's no limits. My inspirations go from Cher, Jennifer Lopez, all these women who do so many different things. And it really inspired me. So here I am.
Speaking of Cher.
Yes.
You know, she announced 15 years ago she's going out on her farewell tour.
She's been doing it for 15 years.
Her going out of business sale.
How many farewell tours has she done?
Just one, but it's 15 years long.
Yeah, it's a long run.
So we took Straight Nate to see Cher, and we were third row center. And it was, you know, just her show. Have you ever seen Cher ever?
Oh. Stop the press. I have all the merch.
Okay.
Okay? I am so obsessed. I actually saw her once at a doctor's office, and I was so scared to go and say hi to her. And she was sitting there, and I was sitting there, and she went, "Why is the queue so long?" About the line being so long to pick up medicine, and I was like, "You can go in front of me."
You let Cher cut the line.
And she went. It was like one of those. Did you see the Miss Universe when they're like France, England?
Yes.
That was my moment of that. Have you seen those videos?
Yes.
Yes.
They're amazing.
How many
France? but my thing is, last time we saw her. She came out on stage and, you know, she was just beautiful.
Yeah.
The outfit her was just stunning and it was just fitting perfectly
and
to the curve.
Sounding amazing.
And then she sang a song and all of us, all the queens were like, "Yay." And then she's like, "Well, what's your grandma doing tonight?" So which leads me to the question, I mean, can you see Grandma Rita? I mean, are you going to do this until you kick? Is it, I mean.
Yes. If I have that choice and that opportunity, I am not sitting down unless I have to. You know, I think if you have those moments in life, just take them.
Then why are we sitting now?
I don't know. I feel like it just feels like that that morning. Sips tea.
I would love to. I won't be around when you're a grandmother, so. I don't know. Scary. No. What's the text say?
Rita Ora is giving me life this morning.
Yes!
I could feel her energy through the radio, and I feel like I could sit and talk to her all day.
Do we believe in love after love?
After love. She spells it love.
Thank you. I love it. I feel like it's nice we get to give people a bit of life in the morning.
Do we have a final round of questions for Rita?
I do, but I feel like we've had such a good flow. I want to go back to something.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we can reach around.
Okay, reach around. So, this song...
The ball's on the wall, the reach around. I mean, it's all happening this morning.
It's a very, very sticky room.
So, when you were contemplating talking to your now husband about Are We Exclusive, how long into your relationship was that? For all the single girls out there who want to know.
Honestly, it is such a hard read, isn't it? Because you've got to really, like, read the room almost and... You never want to scare them off. It was such a tricky, scary question. And I think every girl kind of goes through it where it's like, do we say, are we exclusive? Do I wait for him to ask me? How long? Well, for me, it was really quick because I've known him for so long. We were friends for so long before that, that it was just such a natural next step that it didn't feel like, oh, it's getting awkward, because I built that friendship with him for so many years, like 6 years before we sort of got together. And then it was almost like he was in front of me the whole time. So I don't know if that helps anyone else, but building a friendship, I think, really helps.
Friendship is the word.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How many people are in a relationship right now and you really love them, but you're just not friends with them?
Yeah.
Maybe investigate that. Take a look.
That's a great question.
Lift the bonnet and take a look, as they say.
Live on the bonnet and take a look.
Exactly. It balls on the wall. Yeah. Danielle.
So the husband has connections to Marvel, so maybe I feel like I need to see you in the Marvel universe.
Oh, well, listen, that's amazing. It's what's great about what we do is that we have separate, incredible lives as well.
Amen.
And we really lift each other. And I think that's the start. I mean, listen, I'm a big fan of his work. So that's another thing as well. Respect and uplifting one another, I think, is really important.
You know what? Relationships are challenging enough. Do you want to work with them? I think we're okay.
Well, I feel like relationship is sort of, it is work in its way, in its own way.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I can't explain it, but just having that ability to like respect and give each other space is kind of work.
Yeah.
In its own way. But it doesn't feel like it. It should never feel like it.
It should never. My husband, Alex, at one time said, I should just come work with you and be your assistant. I'm like, never.
Never.
He says, I'll save you all sorts of money on airfare. We'll put you back. No. I don't want you anywhere near my business.
Well, I'll be here because now, you know, I've got this car.
She's an employee.
She's a card key.
Yeah.
Rita, I hate to say.
Hate to watch me leave.
I don't want to watch you leave.
Don't watch me leave.
Sorry.
I want to stay, but I'm actually going to do the Drew Barrymore show after this.
We love her.
Yes.
Tell Drew we said hi.
So I want to say to Drew that you guys say hi. Yeah.
She's lovely.
And then we're doing Fallon. So anyone watching, watch me on all these shows.
When you were driving uptown, this is my favorite thing to see every morning when I'm coming from downtown to uptown to work. The city is asleep when we get here.
Yeah.
And there is Radio City Music Hall, right next to NBC Studios.
My future residency.
There you go. how does that?
I don't know. We're not doing
right there on the in the neon. It says The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. He's a good friend of ours too. Yeah. We love him.
I mean, I'm on your screens, America. So check it out.
Yeah, make sure you watch The Tonight
Show.
Yes, please. Tell Jimmy we said hi.
I will.
All right, you can't go anywhere until we play You Only Love Me.
Yeah.
Or you can go as we play it, I guess.
Yeah, anyway. You Only Love It. I love it. Thank you so much for playing the record. Thank you.
Thanks for warming up the studio.
Oh, I love you.
And thanks for going balls deep with us.
There we go.
Rita Ora.
I love you.
It's such a great way to start your day.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Elvis Duran, the DJ.
Yeah, he's a big deal.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee ToppersFoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's StBonaventureMission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure AdventureMission.org.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. So learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.